entertain, to inform, and to transform our society. You know that we're doing it on a steady basis. We're chipping away with our transmitter and with KBOO.FM. So do it, won't you? Donate at KBOO.FM or call us at 877-500-5266 and back to programming.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges is a restaurant and catering company that's open daily. More information available at bridgescafeandcatering.net. Lunch was provided by Boki Bowl, with two locations at 1028 Southeast Water Avenue and 1200 Northwest 18th at Northrop. Boki Bowl serves ramen with handmade noodles, unique slow simmer dashi, and more. Dinner was provided by Lardo, with two Portland locations at 1212 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard and 1205 Southwest Washington Street, as well as a Las Vegas location at 3708 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Lardo serves deli-style sandwiches as well as craft beers and cocktails every day from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. or later. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 8th Annual Healing and Healthcare Blues Inner City Blues Festival on Saturday, April 27th from 5 to 11 p.m. at North Portland Eagles Lodge in Portland. The 8th Annual Inner City Blues Festival is a benefit for healthcare for all Oregon and features performances by the Norman Sylvester Review, the Richard Arnold Trio, the LaRonda Steele Band, and many more. KBOO will be broadcasting the festival on air. Again, that's the 8th Annual Inner City Blues Festival on Saturday, April 27th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the North Portland Eagles Lodge, 7611 North Exeter Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, it's KBOO Portland. Stay tuned because very soon Veterans Voice is coming up next. And then Film at 11 at 10 o'clock with Doug and Mona. And we've got at 11 Between the Covers. Today, host David Naiman talks to Lacey M. Johnson about their latest book, Reckonings. And KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO members and listeners and support from the Portland State University Hatfield School of Government, offering a master's degree in health administration for those who want to make healthcare equitable through quality leadership and effective policies. More information online at pdx.edu/Hatfield School. Stay tuned for Veterans Voice.
On the grave in Belfast shone a ray of gold light. A voice spoke from the deep earth and echoed in the night. I'm far from captivity, that cell which confined me. Neither pain nor torture, all the powers that consigned me. My name is Bobby Sands. I fought and died for my dear land, with Joe and Francis at my side. My comrades on hunger strike we die. From this dark grave now I can see
My country yet is still unfree. Through the bitter years of great despair, many broken hearts now have yearned, deprived of freedom, men like me are imprisoned with no dignity. My name is Bobby Sands. I fought and died for my dear land, with Joe and Francis at my side. My comrades on hunger strike we die. England, with your wasted breath, my land you level in lust to death. Like the rivers that flow through my lands, blood runs red upon your hands, and reflecting in the cloudless sky will be the freedom light for those who die. My name is Bobby Sands. I fought and died for my dear land, with Joe and Francis at my side. My comrades on hunger strike we die. The light it shines upon our dead, Ireland, your blood is shed. Flowers wither upon my grave. Through the years I'll now decay. We were land, a nation proud and free. Those flowers will bloom free one year. My name is Bobby Sands. I fought and died for my dear land, with Joe and Francis at my side. My comrades on hunger strike we die. Yes, my name is Bobby Sands. I fought and died for my dear land, with Joe and Francis at my side. My comrades on hunger strike we die.
Portland calling. Sisters and brothers, welcome to Veterans Voice Radio Show on KBOO 90.7 FM here in Portland and Vancouver area, 104.3 FM in the Willamette Valley, and 91.9 FM in the Columbia River Gorge, or on the World Wide Web at KBOO.FM. And you can also hear some of our older shows if you feel like it, by going to kboo.fm/veteransvoice1 word. I'm Marvin, and Tammy's in the engineer today, as usual. And today I'm going to talk about some, you know, things that aren't, you know, very pleasant, but they're not bad. But first I want to say, you know, we have to remember that 22 veterans a day are taking their lives. And now it's not only they're doing it at home, but they're also doing it in veterans hospitals and in the parking lots of veterans hospitals. So I just wanted to say that and get people, if you have any family that's a veteran, combat veterans, in been in war, you know, you kind of need to keep an eye on them and listen to what they're saying, and just because 22 people a day is pretty rough. I'm going to talk today about a couple different things. Well, actually, three things, and I hope I get through all of them. But I wanted to talk about Bobby Sands and the rest of the people in the prison in Northern Ireland that went on their hunger strike and died for their cause. You know, I don't support, you know, it's not me to say what they should do and what they shouldn't do, and I'm not going to, you know, because they did what they thought they did, and I support what they did, but, you know, that's pretty rough to make that decision to die. You're really dedicated to your cause. But the IRA soldiers were in a prison maze in the H block in the Northern Ireland prison. And this happened. There was one other hunger strike in 1980, but it didn't last very long. And the interesting part about that hunger strike in the prison was that in another prison, they held the IRA women, and those IRA women joined them in their strike. And also there were the Ulster Defense Leagues, which were the Protestants who supported Britain against the minority Catholics, which were the IRA, who wanted to get out of that and be their own independent country. But it was interesting that the Ulster Defense people joined that first one, but they didn't do the second one. And what happened when they put these soldiers in the prisons, they were in like the general population where they could wear their civilian clothes, they got visitors, they got mail, and things changed really fast. And they decided, the soldier, Bobby Sands was the leader inside the prison, and the IRA hierarchy outside of the prison didn't want him to do it. But Bobby Sands decided that they had to do something because the conditions were getting so bad. And what they did is they lost their category as special category. They lost that, and they took them and put them in the H block, and where things were really bad. And Bobby Sands and the rest of them decided they weren't going to work. They were supposed to do work and everything for the in the prison. They refused to do any kind of work. They refused to wear clothes. They wore blankets. They refused to do anything that the guards wanted. There were a lot of beatings and torture of these soldiers in the prison. And what the H block, like I said, they had to wanted them to wear the prison clothes, and they decided not to, and they broke their furniture inside their cells, and the guards took all the furniture out of their cells except for a pot to go the toilet in, and their mattresses were put on the floor. And it got, and what these guys decided is that they weren't going to use those pots because they were put in there by the British guards. And so they, you know, they were very, very bitter. And so they, you know, drew on the walls with their excrement, and their walls were just full of it. And they didn't get any time out in the you know, exercise or anything. And so it got to be pretty horrible for them in there. And so they sat down and they made a decision that Bobby Sands, like say, was the leader of these. He was only 27 years old. No, Bobby Sands was 26 years old. And they made that decision that they were going to go on a hunger strike. And they made the decision what they were going to do is they were going to stagger the people who started it. Bobby Sands was going to go first, and then another one, and another one, and another one. And Bobby Sands lasted. Bobby died, I think Bobby was there 26, I think he was 66 days. Bobby Sands started his hunger strike on March 1st, and 66 days later, Bobby died at the age of 26 on May 5th. The second one to do the strike was Francis Hughes. He started his strike on March 15th, and he died 59 days later on May 12th, and Francis was only 25 years old. The next to come up was Raymond McKeesh. He started his strike on March 22nd, and he died 61 days later on March 21st. and Raymond was 24 years old. Okay, and Patsy O'Hara started his strike on March 26th, and he died 61 days later on March 21st, and he was only 23 years old. We're in our pledge period, and we're going to go out to Pledge Central right now, and we'll come back to talk about this, and also there's another group of people I want to talk about after we come back and I finish with our brother soldiers up in Northern Ireland in 1981.
Well, good morning, all of you KBOO listeners. My name is Tave Fache Drake, and I'm here with Ken. Say hey, Ken.
Oh, hi, Tave. I'm Ken Jones.
It's for real. There's two of us. I'm not even pretending. One thing that we'd like to say to you all is thank you for being part of this wonderful community. It's over 50 years long, going almost 52.
And yeah, we started in 1968.
I'll just shout that out.
And 68 is closer to mine, 1968. And anyway, it is our spring membership drive. We have two more days left, just today and tomorrow. We're short of our goal, so if you've been on the fence, you've been a KBOO listener for a while, you're new to town, you like what you're hearing, you want to support community radio, you want to support your community of Portland and all the diverse voices that you hear on this station, KBOO.fm, it's time to kind of get off that fence and give us a call at 877-500-5266.
Yes, and we have a special thank you gift that we're offering up this hour. It's for this specific program, Veterans Voice, and it's a book titled War is a Lie, The Military-Industrial Complex at 50. And that's for a $40 one-time donation. If you choose to donate more, then that's wonderful. We, of course, love that. But for $40, that's a thank you gift for you, and it's an optional one. And we have all sorts of other wonderful things here. So if you've been hearing other stuff throughout the morning and you've got your heart set on that, just mention that when you make the call. But call us at 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and click donate, because we'd love to donate back to you by saying, hey, here's this book or something else. And also just thank you for listening. Thank you for standing up and supporting peace and not war.
And that's pretty much the theme of Marvin's show, and has been for a long time. I know Tammy, who's in the air room right now, described Marvin's show as quintessential KBOO. I think I know what she means by that. It's radio that's important radio, important information that you're probably not getting anywhere else. KBOO is curating for you. I'm sure there's nothing that's not available on the internet. It's just difficult to find and wade through all the stuff you don't want to see. KBOO helps curate that. It's not just public affairs. It's news. It's radio theater. It's there's some comedy, and of course, a whole lot of music. And Tavi, you know that well because you're in the local band Girl Haggard.
Well, thanks for that shout out. I am. I'm also in another project called The Adventures of Chicken and Dumpling, where we are doing original music, but sort of era-based. And that's one of the things with KBOO. You know, KBOO has been around for many different eras, always talking about what is important in the community and what is important to you all, the listener, and bringing it directly to you. You're not going to hear it somewhere else. We know this is important to you, and we know you want to make a difference. So please pick up your phone and give us a call, because we'd also love to say hi. Call us at 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
Now, you're a professional singer, and I would just, I can't even harmonize. I wouldn't even try. It would be like, I don't know, throwing rocks at the Mona Lisa if I was to sing with you.
No, every voice is beautiful. And then that's another thing that KBOO is supporting. You know, we're supporting all voices. We're supporting all ages, all genders, all socioeconomic, all people from all backgrounds. KBOO is for you. KBOO is for you, the listener, and KBOO is for us, the volunteers, and for the, it's not even a dozen staff members that we have. And
yeah, so most of us as volunteers, there's hundreds. Yes. I don't know if there's an exact count because it's KBOO, but we're not paid. We're here because we believe in community. We believe in radio and actually using radio as a tool to bring that community together. I think Portland, I was thinking this morning, it's really, it's community radio, but it should almost be plural, communities radio, because what we're bringing together are these communities like Atave and the music community. I'm somewhat connected to the radio theater community and the live on stage old-time radio in Portland. Oh, there's people here are connected to the theater community. We're a kind of a big comic book and a cartoonist town. There's the show Words and Pictures connected to that community. There's the activist community. We're out there with the protests, at the protests, and bringing you those voices and trying to give you a perspective that you might not get from, say, a Sinclair Media Station or some of the local stations or the major networks. KABU will try to bring you that voice of honesty and bravery and courage in the face of very doubtful times right now,
exactly.
Uncertain times.
Yes, don't be doubtful. Be proactive and pick up your phone and call us at 877-500-5266. That number again is 877-500-5266. Or you can go to kboo.fm. There's also a lot of trap and rap that's going on here. We also have the Grateful Dead show.
Cassiani, one of my favorites, yes.
Sometimes hosts that. She's actually out answering the phone in the lobby this morning so that we can have other phone answers back here. We'd love to hear the phone ring. In fact, if you call up and you call us at 877-500-5266 for a $40 donation, War is a Lie, the military-industrial complex at 50, can be yours as a thank you gift. And we'd just like to thank you. And when you call, you're going to get a real person answering the phone. That's something you're not going to get at a commercial radio station. It's something you're not going to get where everybody that works there is paid. You are going to get it here. You're going to hear all of the voices. You're going to hear all of the topics. You're going to hear the truth. And you're going to get something for you, and I know that matters to you. So tell them how to call, Ken.
877-500-5266, and I'm not going to sing it like you, Tommy. I just would ruin it for people, or go online at kboo.fm.
And back to our programming.
I want to, you know, when I started the show today, I said Portland Calling, and what that is from is during World War II, when BBC would come up on the air, they would say London Calling, as they were being attacked by the Nazis, the fascist Nazis, on their island. And I thought, since we're under attack here by the fascists that come into our city and try to spew their hate and their, you know, their hate is basically what they are, and being attacked by the police department here, I thought that I would start the show by doing that, by saying Portland Calling, because we are calling, and we are in our pledge drive. And you know, this show's been on the air for 28 years here in Portland, and the only reason we're on the air is because of you, the listeners, who always keep our radio show going. I mean, not just my radio show, but our radio station going. And as things get worse and worse and worse, KABU is going to be very important, because we will have to protect KABU against the government. If they try to close it down, we will have to protect our radio station. And because we're going to be the only ones that are going to be putting out the truth about what's going on, like we do now, we put out the truth. And that's why we really hope that you call in and donate and keep our radio station going. I was talking about the hunger strikers in Northern Ireland in 1981, and they were fighting against fascism, what they considered fascism, against the British government that came up into Northern Ireland, and just, boy, they just went right after the IRA and also the Ulster Defense League. They went after those too, but not like they did the IRA. And they set up roadblocks. They had, the whole place was just covered with military, and they had bunkers with machine guns in them, and they did patrols, and they arrested people all the time. And they were really under siege. And Bobby Sands and these other folks decided that the only way they could really get their message out to the world was by going on these hunger strikes. And they were on the hunger strikes. They wanted the British out. But, you know, they had simple rights, too. They wanted the right to not wear prison clothes. the right not to do prison work, the right to be free to associate with other prisoners, right to organize their own educational and recreational facilities, and to write, and the right for one visit, one letter, or one parcel per week. And that's not asking much. And Margaret Thatcher was the prime minister at the time, and she just said, they're criminals. I don't care what they do. And what they did, they went on a hunger strike, and they died for their rights and for their beliefs. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to stand up, and we're going to have to take defend our country and our city and our state from fascism. And like I said, this radio station is going to be in the center of it. I'm going to go back and finish the list of the folks that went on this hunger strike. Patty O'Hara, Joe McDonald started his strike on May 8th, and he died 61 days later on July 8th, and he was only 30 years old. And Martin Herson was 29 years old, and he started his strike on May 28th, and he died 40 days later on July 13th. The next to start his strike was Kevin Lyon, and Kevin Lyon started his strike on May 28th, and he died 71 days later on August 1st, and he was 25 years old. And Kieran Doherty started his strike on May 22nd, and he died 73 days later on August 2nd. Thomas McElroy started his strike on June 8th, and he died 62 days later on August 28th. Michael Devon was 27 years old. He started his strike on June 22nd, and he died 63 days later on August 20th. But there were 13 more men started their strikes. And the only reason that the strikes were really called off, that the hunger strikes were really called off, was because of the families. The families made the decision that this couldn't go on anymore, that these young, brave young men were dying in a prison. And the mothers went to the prisons and told the British officer in charge of the prison that she wanted her son off this hunger strike. And the prison said that they couldn't do it because it was their wish to do it. And the only way they could stop it was if the soldier went into a coma. And then the family could stop it. The family could step in and could stop it. And that's what happened to the 13 other soldiers that went on this hunger strike. And when Bobby Sands died, there were riots in the streets of Belfast. And all over Northern Ireland, there were demonstrations to end the British rule against the people of Northern Ireland. And they were called the Troubles. Those times were called the Trouble. And they finally got a peace treaty. It took them a long time, but they finally got a peace treaty with the British. And the riots stopped. The fights between the IRA and British troops stopped. The British troops pulled out and took down all their barriers, their bunkers, took away their machine guns and everything, and moved out of Northern Ireland, and which is good. But I heard this morning that there was some trouble again in Northern Ireland over, I don't know what it was over, because I didn't hear a lot about it. But just think about how those guys wanted their freedom, wanted their right to be able to live their lives, wanted to be able to be happy, and they took it to the very limit. They died doing what they believed in. And, you know, I don't condone or support what they did, because that was their decision. That was their the way that they had, that they wanted to fight the British. And the next I'm going to talk about is this is also in the war in Vietnam. Before the Americans really got involved in it, the people of Vietnam, was southern Vietnam, was mostly Buddhist, and there the government was Catholic, and they were, the Buddhists were really against Diem, who was the president of South Vietnam, and he really clamped down on the Buddhist. And at one time the Buddhists had this big huge rally in Hue, which is close to the what was called the old DMC, the separated North and the South, and the Buddhists had this huge rally up there against Diem and his horrible war and the way he was treating the Buddhists in the South. And when the big rallies were going on up there, the South Vietnamese government sent the military up there, and they shot and killed a lot of Buddhists up there. And this was in 1963. And so the Buddhists had made a decision on what they were going to do. And what they did is a monk from the pagoda in Hue that I always go to when I go to Hue, I always go out to the pagoda because I have a friend monk out there named Tom. And I always go see Tom because he was a friend of my wife's. My late wife's, and his name was Thich Quang Duc, and he that pagoda had always been at odds with the Vietnamese government, and so what they did, they got in this little old French car, which is on display up at the pagoda in Hue, and they drove down to Saigon. Thich Quang Duc got out of the car in Saigon in the lotus position. Gasoline was poured on him, and he flicked a match and burned himself up. And that started a lot of monks at that time. Even after him, there were a lot of monks in Vietnam who immolated themselves. And we're going to go back to Pledge Central, and I'm going to finish this, and I hope that you call in, and I hope that you donate. I'm going to send it back out to Pledge Central.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Tave Fache Drake, and I'm here with Ken Burns, and we are with you today for our spring pledge drive. And you can call us at 877-500-5266 and make your donation. For a one-time $40 donation, we do have a book as a thank you gift that I know you're going to be interested in. It's called War is a Lie, The Military-Industrial Complex at 50. And that book can be yours as a thank you gift for a $40 one-time donation, or you can convert and become a $5 sustaining member, $5 a month. And you can go to kboo.fm. Hit donate and it'll walk you through the process. Or if you call us at 877-500-5266, a friendly human being here in our back room will walk you through that process and also ask you what you like best about Veterans Voice and about KBOO Radio in general.
And I mentioned the last break, Tave, that Tammy, who's in the air room right now, called Marvin's show quintessential KBOO.
Yes.
And my take from that is that it's amplifying voices that you don't normally hear. Here it's a show about veterans, by veterans. A lot of veterans have seen things, and they're, you know, that generation is passing away. Marvin brings that back to us and helps preserve that those memories of war, of combat, for the rest of us to kind of as a warning. we might try very hard to not get ourselves into this mess again. It's interesting because there's a younger person, a high school student in Portland named Kendall Duffy, and she came to interview my dad, who's a World War II veteran. She has a project, Portland Veterans Project, where she does interviews, and she's concentrating on World War II veterans because they might not be around much longer. And she's going in and talking to them, transcribing the interviews and putting them on her website. And that's just like Marvin's show. It's preserving these memories. It's really oral history. And that's part of the thing. Of course, Kendall's not on cable, though we did do an interview with him, but Marvin is. And that's the kind of program that you'll hear on cable, preserving voices, amplifying voices, all part of this Portland community. To help support that, shows like Marvin, give us a call at 877-500-5266. You can also go online at kboo.fm.
You can also, I believe, you can hook up with us through Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at kboo or kboo.fm. And again, the show you're listening to is Veterans Voice. The book we have as a thank you gift is War is a Lie, The Military-Industrial Complex at 50. And speaking about that, the show being by veterans, for veterans, but also for those of us who don't have firsthand experience with being actively involved in a war, like you're saying, it's a warning, and it's also an education for us. So it's for us as well, so that we can be educated on what's going on out there, you know, the detriment that is to all people involved, as well as for the families of those people that are there serving. And so that we can find other ways around that in the future and help better support our veterans here in the United States when they're back. And hopefully preventing certain people from having to go in the first place. And I know that matters to you. You want to have peace, you want to have community, and you want to have the real truth. And you're getting it here, and you're getting support for your friends and family. So please pick up that phone. Give me a call, 877-500-5266. And go online to kboo.fm and make your $40 one-time donation and say, hey, I'd love to have that book, War is a Lie. You can keep it. I know it's going to be an educational book for you. You could share it with a friend afterwards.
Now, one thing that comes, one theme that comes through when listening to Marvin's show over the years, and also when I was preparing to interview Kendall Duffy, the high school student who does the veteran interviews, the people who have actually seen combat, who have been in war, are probably the most pro-peace people you'll ever meet. They've seen the horrors of it. Some of these men who went into World War II and women were 18 years old, 19 years old. It's almost inconceivable, because I had kids who were that age, they're a little older now, that somebody like that would be forced into a situation or see themselves put into a situation where, you know, they're trying to kill that person, they're trying to kill other people. This is the kind of information, I think, that, as Tavi said, if you don't have military experience, and I do not, it's valuable to listen to veterans like this, men and women who are in the armed forces. And Marvin's show helps bring you that information. So to support information like that, programming like that, and KBOO, 877-500-5266.
And KBOO.fm. I used to be an audiovisual engineer and do editing as well before I started doing some work here with KBOO volunteering. And I did some work on a project called Legacy by Hardy James. And his father, Clifton James, who's an actor, he was in World War II down in Oregon City area. And there was a whole batch of those boys that went over together from that area. They met when they were going over, and a lot of them fought together, and they would still get together afterwards and have these moments together. And it was, you know, it was private moments where they would be able to relive what was their memories and things that they didn't talk to other people about. And it was documented in that film, Legacy. It's a short film. And it's those sorts of stories and those voices that you're hearing through KBOO Portland and through Veterans Voice and through Marvin's work. So thank you, Marvin. Thank you to the community. And thank you for just being part of this community. Put your money where your listenership is and call us at 877-500-5266. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And I want to say, now, even though this is the second to the last day of our pledge drive, we would really appreciate it. I would personally appreciate it if you'd call in and donate, or even if you already have donating, that you up your rate that you're donating. And I would really appreciate that so we can keep on going here. I know this isn't a very happy subject, but it's a subject that we have to talk about, because those people are really, really dedicated to what, you know, their battle against their oppressors. And we here at KBOO and you out there on the listening, you're resisting too. You're resisting to what this government's doing. You're resisting to what these fascists are doing, that they're coming into our country, into our state, and around this country. They're trying to get stronger and stronger, and we have to stop them as fast as we can. We can't allow them to do what they did in Germany. And so that's why this radio station is so important, is because our station here gets the word out. Whenever there's going to be something happening in Portland, this radio station's the one that's going to do it. And I, like I said, I'd appreciate it if you'd come in, if you'd call in, and let's keep this radio station on the air. And thank you a lot. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I fought in Vietnam, and I'm not very happy about that, but I think that this radio station has really helped me a lot in the last 28 years. But I'm going to talk about the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was such a horrible, horrible, horrible war, and the people in this country were out in the streets. They were protesting this war, and there were battles against the police, and the military was called out. And people still went to those streets. In Washington, D.C., there were 1 million people went to the streets. I believe it was in 1971. But there were other people that were fighting the war in a different way, and that is, they were also immolating themselves here in this country that we didn't hear much about. And the first one that did it was a woman named Alice Hers. And she immolated herself in March 16, 1965, at the age of 82, in protest of the Vietnam War. In 1965, also, a Hiroko Heikosaki, age 26, against the Vietnam War, immolated himself. In 1965, also, Norman Morrison, age 31, against the war in Vietnam, immolated himself out in front of the Pentagon. And he was also very popular in Vietnam, that soldiers traveling from north to the south had pictures of him on their rucksack as they were marching south. Roger Allen Lepore, in 1965, he was 22 years old, and he also immolated himself against the war in Vietnam. In 1965, Colleen Jankowski, age 24, immolated herself against the war in Vietnam. In 1967, Florence Beaumont, age 55, immolated herself against the war in Vietnam. In 1967, Eric Thoen, age 27, immolated himself against the war in Vietnam. And in 1970, George Wine Jr., age 23, immolated himself against the war in Vietnam. And you didn't hear anything about those other people except for Mr. Morrison. And those people were so against the killing and the slaughter that was going on in Vietnam that the only way they could get the attention of the government was to sacrifice themselves against the war in Vietnam. And other people, like I said, the other people did it a different way. You know, they went to the streets. They did letter writing. They did all kinds of things to end that war, because around 2 million Vietnamese died in that war. Cambodians died in that war. Laotians died in that war. 58,000 Americans died in that war, a war that should never, ever have happened, just like the war in Iraq that George W. Bush did. There was no reason for that war, and no reason for all those Iraqis to die and the Americans to die. George W. Bush is a war criminal. I don't care what anybody says. There was no reason to attack the country of Iraq, but they went ahead and they did it anyway. And we in this radio station were against that war, and we did lots of shows on are not wanting the United States to be in that war. We had huge rallies downtown against the war in Vietnam. The people of Portland step up when the time comes against these wars. And when George, not George W. Bush, but this fool that's in the White House now, when he was elected, we had huge rallies downtown against him. You know, Donald J. Trump had, it's going to take a long time to undo the harm he's done for our country. Again, not only for us inside the country, but for everywhere in the world. You know, he's done so much damage in the 3 years he's been in the people's house. And that, you know, I just get so angry when I even think about what he's done to this country. And I want to, this subject here is one we have to really keep our eye on, because what's happened in Venezuela is really a problem. You know, the United States embargoing that country really started the problem in that country. And it's a playbook that they use when they go after a country. You know, they embargo and they do all this. And but we're not hearing about what's going on in the South China Sea. And the United States is really butting heads with China over the South China Sea, because United States is kind of the big boy on the block in that area, and they don't like anybody else coming in and having any authority over their ownership of an area. And China's decided that, you know, that's their area, just like we consider South America our area. And they're starting to build on the reefs out there. They've built islands, and they've put their military on those islands. And those islands are also claimed by Taiwan, the Philippines, Malaya, Brunei, Indonesia, Singapore, and Vietnam. And those islands, they're really small. The Spratly Islands, the Paracels, the Praetor Islands. There's another one, but I can't think of the name of it. It's really small. And but the one thing that they have is oil. They have lots of oil. And so the U.S. not only doesn't want China to have a big say in that, what's going on there, they want to control that oil. And if China takes control of that area, a lot of people in the government says, well, let's not even mess with that. You know, let's go back to what we were before and you know, control the rest of the world. And then the right wingers like Bolton in the government's, you know, he's really against that. But what it is, it's the China stepping forward and taking what they consider control of the South China Sea. The South China Sea is a really navigational area that goes from the Philippines by Vietnam all the way to Taiwan. And Taiwan, China's takes it as a breakaway state and still considers Taiwan part of them. And so what they're doing is, with this buildup in the South China Sea, on these islands, is kind of flicking the nose of the United States, and the United States doesn't like that, and so they starting to have a lot of problems. They've almost the United States is doing military practice things in the South China Sea to put pressure on China. They have agreements with those countries that I just read off. You know, if something happens to one of them by China, that they'll step in and help, which is going to, you know, got us into a lot of wars before, like World War One, World War Two, Korea, the first Vietnam War, you know. And so we're going to go back out to Tave and Kent.
Oh, thanks, Marvin. Of course, you're listening to Veterans Voices with Marvin Simmons, and Marvin's on the third Friday of the month, every month, from 9 to 10 a.m., and he's bringing you, exactly as the show says, the voices of veterans from World War II all the way up to current conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. To support programming like that, public affairs programming, bringing you voices that often aren't heard on the radio or any other media, give us a call and support KABU at 877-500-5266. Tave, it's the second to last day of our spring membership drive, the penultimate day of the drive.
It is. It kind of goes with Tulip Day and Earth Day as well. We've got all sorts of things in bloom, and we're ripe for all sorts of progress and change that can be made, and for opening up to the sunny future that we have. And I know that's something that you want as well. So you can make that possible by calling us here at 877-500-5266 or going online to kboo.fm and making your $40 donation. And we can give you a wonderful copy of War is a Lie, the Military-Industrial Complex at 50 as a gift to say thank you. If you'd like to be a sustaining member, at $60 a year, which is just $5 a month, we could give you your option of that book or a book bag or a beanie. So that's $5 a month, $60. Call us at 877-500-5266. We'll walk you through that quick, easy, efficient, safe process, or go online to kboo.fm. Part of this is we're getting close to Earth Day as well, and a lot of the veterans are talking about really how lucky they are. You know, you may go into the war, whichever era it is, and think, I'm really making a difference, but this is the way forward. And many of the veterans come back and say, that's not the way forward, and we were so lucky that we made it out. And so I think it's thinking about how lucky we all are to be here, to be in a nation where we have freedom of speech, where we actually still have that, and where we can bring you this programming through KBOO Portland that you want to hear, and where you can freely make a difference and be lucky yourselves to hear it and to be part of this community. So band with us here at KBOO.fm.
So that $5 a month, it doesn't really seem like all that much, but it's extremely important to KBOO. About 80% of our operating budget each year comes from you, our members, not big corporations, not huge government grants. It's truly community radio of, by, and for the community. And it's free. You know, you turn it on, the radio, your car radio. We have a phone app that's free. You can download it. You can listen to us anytime. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're on the web. Any browser, you can go to kboo.fm and you can listen to the current programming. You can listen to archived programming. There's some shows that are on like 3 in the morning that I'll listen to much later because I'm usually in bed asleep.
Smart
at
man.
3 in the morning. So all that, of course, comes to you for free. But I got to tell you, I just got this email yesterday morning from Netflix that my monthly amount is going up. I think it's somewhere around, $1 million a month now? No, it's probably something like $12.99, but I know it originally started at $7.99, went way up. I tell you, I listen to cable a lot more than I watch Netflix.
And for a fraction of that, you can be a sustaining member here for just $5 a month. You know, you're going to be paying less than half of what you would pay to most other subscribers, whether that's your music community, whether it's your movie community or your news community, and you're going to get all of it. So for half or a third of the price, you're going to get all of it bundled together here at KABU. So you're a smart shopper. Call us at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and make your $5 a month sustaining membership. We would love to say thank you with the gift of War is a Lie, the Military Industrial Complex at 52, or a book bag, or a beanie. Actually, our book bag is large enough to hold LPs, for those of you like me who still have those.
Do you still buy them?
You know what? I still do.
Vinyl?
I still do. I like to listen to vinyl. I'm a proponent of music and spoken word and all of it in all of its forms, similar to listening to people's stories. Any way I can get it, you know, any way I can get music and stories, I will.
Speaking of vinyl, I'm looking across the hallway here, and I'm seeing all these old, huge reel-to-reel tapes. Mm-hmm. KABU has a project. We go back to 1968. We've got recordings of luminaries from that time, historical figures from the late 60s, the early 70s. That's all on those reel-to-reel tapes. We're in the process of digitizing those because it's extremely important information to preserve, and part of our operating budget goes to that, too. So to help contribute to that, to contribute to programming like Marvin's programming, Veterans Voices, 877-500-5266, or you can always go online at kboo.fm.
Back to you, Marvin.
That book, War is a Lie, Military-Industrial Complex at 50, by David Swanson. David Swanson's been on this show before. We've talked to him before. I have that book at home, and I've read it more than once, and that's a very good book, and it's a good book, and I hope that somebody gets that book and reads it. We only have a small time left on the show today, and I want to just finish up on what's going on in the South China Sea, and what the U.S. seems to be trying to set up a situation where China will attack us or another one of those countries. That's what they're trying to set up, and that's how they usually do it to start a war. They have somebody else, you know, they push and push and push and shove and embargo and all this stuff. That's what they try to do to start a war, and that's what they're doing in Venezuela, and that's what they're doing in the South China Sea. So if you got kids that are, you know, going to be close to the draft age, start paying attention and to what's going on, not only in Venezuela, but also in the South China Sea. And that's exactly what they're doing. And it's just part of their playbook that they do for every war they start. And they, like I said, they use different excuses to start a war. But it's all over one thing. That's all over oil and making money. You know, like Bill Byers, my good buddy who used to be on the show here, the Korean War veteran who passed away, he used to say, Marv, he says, you know what the business of America is? And I've heard it 30 times. And I say, no, Bill, what is it? And he says, the business of America is business. And they're going to keep that going no matter if they have to send your kid, my grandkids to a war. They don't care where that war's at. They're going to send our kids. And what benefits are we going to get out of that war? We're not going to get much of a benefit at all. We're just going to have a bunch of children, young adults, come back in body bags, and we're going to have a whole bunch of civilians die for no reason but to make money for the American businesses. That's what the wars are. The wars are nothing but business. No matter if they try to hide it behind human rights against a so-called dictator, if they were going to start a war over a dictator, maybe they. What about the Philippines? They have a dictator, you know. And there's lots of countries in the world who has dictators. They're now sending American troops to Africa. Some soldiers just got killed last year, I believe, in Africa. So they're sending our troops all over the place, and they're coming back in body bags. They're still coming back in body bags from Afghanistan and Iraq. So when the war ends, when we pull most of our troops out, we leave some troops there, and they're getting killed. They're getting killed. And they never talk about how many civilians die. They always die. Look at Yemen. In Yemen, we're helping the Saudi Arabians literally slaughter the civilians in Yemen. And we're putting money into Saudi Arabia, and they're using that money for bombs, airplanes, all kinds of munitions, and their people of Saudi Arabia have hardly any rights. That'd be another one for us to go after. But no, we don't do it. We go after, I don't know. I'm just so angry right now. And I want to say again, this is our pledge time, and we need to keep our radio station going on the air, because if times get harder and harder and harder, KBOO's going to be the only one that's going to tell the truth, and we're going to talk about how many civilians get slaughtered, and we're going to talk about how many soldiers get killed, and how much money we're putting into the military. And this is the radio station's going to do it. And we have to keep our radio station on the air. And we'll be back. We'll be back on May 17th at 9 a.m. And there it is. Thanks, Tammy.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges is a restaurant and catering company that's open daily. More information available at bridgescafeandcatering.net. Lunch was provided by Boki Bowl, with two locations at 1028 Southeast Water Avenue and 1200 Northwest 18th at Northrop. Boki Bowl serves ramen with handmade noodles, unique slow simmer dashi, and more. Dinner was provided by Lardo, with two Portland locations at 1212 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard and 1205 Southwest Washington Street, as well as a Las Vegas location at 3708 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Lardo serves deli-style sandwiches as well as craft beers and cocktails every day from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. or later. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
Tune in to KBOO on Wednesday, April 24th.